This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 564,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. It's more than 134,000 people in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches 12.7 million. It's more than 3.2 million in the U.S. A long-expected upturn in U.S. coronavirus deaths has begun, driven by fatalities in states in the South and West, and that's according to data on the pandemic. The number of deaths per day from the virus have been falling for months and even remain down as states like Florida and Texas saw explosions in cases and hospitalizations and reported daily U.S. infections, breaking records several times in recent days. Scientists warned it would not last. The coronavirus death, when it occurs, typically comes several weeks after a person is first infected. And experts predicted states that saw increases in cases and hospitalizations would at some point see deaths rise as well. U.S. President Donald Trump wore a mask during a visit to a military hospital Saturday, the first time the president has been seen in public with the type of facial covering recommended by health officials as a precaution against spreading or becoming infected by the virus. Mr. Trump flew by helicopter to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in suburban Washington, D.C., to meet wounded service members and health care providers caring for COVID-19 patients. As he left the White House, he told reporters, "When you're in a hospital, especially, I think it's a great thing to wear a mask." Chinese vaccine developer CanSino Biologics is in talks with Russia, Brazil, Chile, and Saudi Arabia to launch a phase 3 trial of his experimental drug. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Saturday that the fairer economic systems are needed and urged a future vaccine for the new coronavirus, saying that it should be available to everyone elsewhere. Speaking in a pre-recorded message to the International AIDS Society Conference, Guterres said that a future vaccine against the virus should be a people's vaccine. The United States has poured billions of dollars into vaccine efforts at Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Novavax, and AstraZeneca. J&J has said it is aiming for 1 billion doses. Pfizer and BioNTech are pursuing a vaccine and have said that they aim to have 1.2 billion doses by the end of 2021. The United Nations Security Council approved aid deliveries to Syria through one border crossing from Turkey. It's a day after its authorization for the six-year-long humanitarian operation that ended, leaving millions of Syrian civilians in limbo. The United Nations describes the aid delivered from Turkey as a lifeline for Syrians in the country's northwest. The 15-member council had been deadlocked, with most members pitted against Syrian allies Russia and China, which abstained Saturday in the council's fifth vote this week on that same issue. Veto powers Russia and China wanted to have the approach Turkey border crossings to one. That's according to the Northwest reporting on the issue. President Donald Trump's intervention into a criminal case connected to his own conduct is drawing fierce rebukes from Democrats and a few members of his own Republican Party, with calls for investigations and legislation. But it remains to be seen if Mr. Trump's most recent defiance of the conventions of his office to commute the sentence of political confidant Roger Stone will matter to voters grappling with the deadly coronavirus and the surge, as well as national discourse on racial justice. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now calling it an act of staggering corruption. She says legislation is needed to prevent the president from pardoning or commuting the sentence of someone who acted to shield that president from prosecution. Residents of Seoul paid their respects to the South Korean capital's late mayor Park Won-soon at a public memorial set up in his honor. City officials opened the memorial outside its offices amid an outpouring of public sympathy over sudden death on Friday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.